Dallas Seavey has pushed his team at the front of Iditarod Pack into the former gold mining settlement of Cripple. 400 miles into the race, the three-time champion is joined by seven others out of Ophir, including Jeff King, Norwegian Robert Sorley, and Noah Burmeister. The next 2 days will see a shakeup in the standings as mushers leapfrog one another upon completing their 24-hour breaks in different checkpoints. In the traditionally popular stop of Takotna, Ellie Zirkel, Pete Kaiser, and Mitch Seavey have been resting and are eligible to leave late tonight. Seavey is a regular in Takotna and says there are plenty of reasons for that.
It just works out just about right here. They aren't too tired, but they'll make good use of the rest. And the amenities here are great, and especially the hot water available to feed your dogs. It's really important.
The long break gives mushers the chance to spend a little more time examining and caring for their dogs in ways that aren't possible during short 3 or 4 hour rests. For Jody Bailey, that's time spent refueling and recalibrating her team.
The dogs will get 4 big feedings while they're here. They'll get snacks. This has been, the trail conditions are such that the feet are taking a little bit of a toll on the feet, so I've actually gone through the team twice and massaged the feet with a really nice liniment massage oil.
Bailey says the snow is rough for those running in the middle of the pack because it's getting ground down to the consistency of sugar, which is hard on paws. Many mushers pick Takotna for their 24 because the hospitality extends beyond hearty food and an abundant selection of pies. Signs warn tourists and media away from resting teams. Though in spite of the amenities, Norwegian race rookie Lars Munson is set up in a tent next to his sled and dogs, which is how he likes it.
Total calmness and privacy. You know, I'm totally alone. That's much better.
Hans got scratched from the race this morning. He's the fourth musher to pull out of the 2016 Iditarod. For much more on all things Iditarod, including our video series Mushing Explained, go to our website, alaskapublic.org. Today's video delves into sled dog genetics and compares Alaskan huskies to, yes, wide receivers in the NFL.